Hello, good evening, Rio Hondo High School Band. Welcome to the La Feria ISD Marching Invitational. This is Josue Ortega from Roma ISD. I'll be judging your percussion section this evening. Wish you all a good run tonight. Appreciate the soundscape.
The next band in Conference 3A is the Rio Hondo High School Band. Of the Crown. Musical selections include Crown by Camila Cabello and Tchaikovsky's Symphony 1. Drum majors Olivia Castro and Juan Villegas III. You may begin your performance for the La Feria Independent School District Marching Invitational.
All right, nice entrance battery. All right, good job, front ensemble. Keep those vertical strokes on the marimbas. All right. All right, good job, battery. We're grooving back there. I appreciate that. All right, good job, vibes coming up. All right, vibes, make sure you do cymbal rolls. Make sure your cymbal rolls are further spread out. I could use a little bit more of a lift instead of downstroking. Lift more for those half notes that you're playing. All right, when we're doing those cymbal rolls with four mallets, make sure we're rotating from the wrist inwards, marimbas. All right, good job, battery in the back. Bass drums, make sure we're playing center of the bass drum. Sometimes when we move around and our body, upper body's moving around, our hands tend to to move out as well. So we want to keep the beat of the mallet in the center of the head. All right, good job, battery, keeping time back there for the band. Good job, front ensemble, looking up, communicating. Yeah, marimbas, if we can work more on the technique, more rotation towards in. Think about rotating in like a doorknob motion. Think about using more wrist on those, a little bit more wrist on those ostinato pattern marimbas. Same thing, vibes, more wrist and lift. Think about lifting, pushing towards the sky. Battery, pretty good job, battery. All right, nice visual there, battery. Be sure we get those shots together. You don't want to overplay shots. It's more appreciated when you play it in time rather than loud. And don't play those rim clicks, battery. Just all right. Here's more dynamic shape here, front ensemble. You guys are playing your moment, and then I would decrescendo once the band comes in, so that way we give the band a moment to shine. All right, good job. Nice job. Oh, here's your front ensemble. We're prepping together. The best way to do that, maybe have one person look at the drum major and maybe have the outside players look in, so that way the preps are together. First strike is together. more dynamic shape here in, at the end of this phrase right here, for ensemble. Maybe changing into a different mallet might be a suggestion. Yeah, and again, I feel like a broken record here, but just make sure we're lifting more for any motion we have for front ensemble. Just play a little more of an upstroke, lifted. You know, rebounding off from the keys. That way, there's no stop motion in the strokes. You get more clarity like that from across the board. All right, good job, triangle player. Staying in time. Good job, triangle player. I was just looking in. Look at the hands. Oh, make sure we listen back there. Make sure we listen back for ensemble. Maybe more contribution from the rack kids playing, you know, maybe more like a cymbal roll into that moment when the band comes in to make more of an impact point. I feel like it just sounds a little bit of empty. Then make sure bass drum, contra bass drum, make sure we don't jump out of the texture. All right, good job. I think that's it. All right, guys, Rio Hondo, you guys are doing a great job. You are on the right track. Just keep in mind those little things I talked about. You know, technique is one of the most important things you want to make sure you get correct. Technique is going to fix a lot of the issues as far as sound quality. Front ensemble, make sure we're thinking about lifted motion, especially if you have like whole notes, half notes. It also gives off a better, visually it looks better by doing that. There's a lot of good moments. Battery as well. Just make sure battery, you don't overplay some of the sections, especially if you have like continuous rim clicks. It's important to stay in time, but it doesn't have to be too loud. A lot of the issues when I see a lot of groups playing and there's a rim click, rim clicking from the battery, they tend to overplay, and instead of like helping the band, they start tearing. In this case, it didn't happen, but it's kind of like a warning just to help you out a little bit. You don't want to overdo it. You don't want to pop out of the texture of the nuance of what the band is creating here. Other than that, guys, you guys are doing a great job. I am I'm well aware of the hard work you guys are putting in, and I know you guys have a great instructor. You guys are getting well instructed. Just listen to your directors. Hopefully these comments will help you out, and I wish you guys the best of luck the rest of your season.
We hope to see you here.